Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Anna。
Well, Anna, today we're going to have an interesting little journey, a little voyage, a little trip with the family, our favorite family. We're going to do some shrimping and some shopping. Shrimping and shopping.
钓虾，然后还有买东西。My favorite.
Yes. Uh-huh. They're fun things to do. I've never gone shrimping and shopping on the same day. That sounds
You can do that.
It sounds like a busy day.
On a holiday.
Ah, that's true. If it's on the weekend or during a holiday, you can go shopping in the morning and shrimping in the afternoon.
Or shrimping in the afternoon and shopping at night.
Oh, yes, you could do that too.
And sleep in the morning.
And sleep in. Look at you. You're so good at relaxing. We should call you Dr. Relaxo.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's check out our scenario, our dialogue. Dad, Grandpa, the whole family's involved. So let's check out some shrimping and shopping.
Meet the Wongs. Back to school shopping.
Grandpa and I are going shrimping. We'll be back for dinner.
You promised to take the kids shopping for school supplies.
Sorry, Grandpa. You'll have to go shrimping alone. Let's go, kids.
Don't forget their shopping lists. Did you hear me?
Where are your shopping lists?
I thought you had them. Anyway, I need a pencil case. This card one is cool.
Get one for your brother, too.
Jimmy, Mom always makes us get the cheap, plain pencil cases.
Can I get this notebook for English class?
Sure.Wow, school supplies are so expensive now.
Word power!
Shrimp. Shrimp. We try to go shrimping for fun at the river.We try to go shrimping for fun at the river. Case. Case. Amelia kept her beautiful diamond necklace in a special case. Amelia kept her beautiful diamond necklace in a special case. Plane. Plane.Lindsay likes to wear plain and simple clothing after work. Lindsay likes to wear plain and simple clothing after work. Expensive. Expensive. Many people think it's too expensive to buy a house in Taipei.Many people think it's too expensive to buy a house in Taipei.
All right, so it seems that Dad and Grandpa are the two guys who are going to go shrimping. They are very excited. It's going to be a fun day down there at the shrimp farm, the shrimp place. What do you call that place for you? The shrimp pool. The shrimp pool. The shrimp fishing place.
Place.
Yeah, okay. People, I think, in Taiwan know this, right? They don't have them in the cities, but maybe just outside.
In the
suburbs. You can go up in the mountains a little bit, right? And they have kind of a big, kind of a swimming pool. Mm. But you don't go swimming in there because the shrimp are in the pool, and people sit around and they can catch the shrimp, okay? Or also you can, of course, just buy some and eat them because they're very delicious. And just as we say fishing when we catch fish...We say shrimping when we catch shrimp. So that's what we're doing. If you're shrimping, you're just fishing, but for shrimp instead of fish. But just before they get out the door, their plans are ruined. It says Mom stops them and reminds Dad to take the kids shopping for new school supplies. Looks like Dad will be shopping, not shrimping. You can hear Daddy goes, "Dole!" as he's just about to go out the door. His plans are ruined. But he does have something important to do with the kids. So just before this, he says, "Grandpa and I are going shrimping. We'll be back for dinner." Yes, of course, shrimp are these small animals. We can't really call them fish, right? I think
no.
The long word would be...
Small insects?
Crustaceans.
Huh?
Crustaceans. Crustacean, I believe. This is a kind of animal that includes lobster, crab, right? Any kind of animal that lives in the water with a shell would be a crustacean. So things like shrimps would be involved in that too. For example, for the word shrimp, we could say we tried to go shrimping for fun at the river. And as I explained, shrimping is just catching shrimp.
所以其实讲复杂了就好像觉得很难。但是这个 shrimp 其实就是虾子啊。那么我们平常都是吃虾子，但是在台湾大家都也很喜欢钓虾。那么 shrimp 如果当动词也有钓虾的意思。不过通常呢我们都会用Go shrimping, 去钓虾，就像我们常会说去爬山啊 ,go mountain climbing,、mm-hmm. go hiking, 或者钓鱼 ,go fishing. 所以我们常说钓虾在英文当中会用 go shrimping, go shrimping.
Yeah, I mentioned crab, right, which are similar to shrimp. We can actually say go crabbing too, if you're going out to catch crab.
How do you catch crab?
You tie a piece of meat to the end of a string, and then you put it in the water, and hopefully the crab grabs onto it, and you pull them out. Crab aren't that smart.
我没有钓过蟹。
Yeah.
So you go to the beach?
Well, it's best if you do it in a place where there's lots of rocks, because that's where you find the crab. Not on the beach. The sand is, you know, the fish will see them in the sand.But if it's rocks, they have places to hide. So that's where they live.
花莲啊台东啊
I don't know about Hua Lian. I've done it in Canada and actually in Africa, too. I went crabbing. So,
好玩吗?
Yeah, we did. We caught some. We caught other things, too.
And then you cook them?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Yeah, it's good. It's free. It's fun. But we only caught about two in an hour. So it's not really a way to have a huge dinner. Yeah, it's just more of a snack. Anyway, so they're about to go out shrimping, but then Mom says, "You promised to take the kids shopping for school supplies." There's the shopping part we were talking about. What are they shopping for? School supplies. Things that you need for school. So, pencil cases, pens, erasers, rulers, all that kind of stuff that kids need to go to school because, of course, the new school term, the new school semester is starting now.
对啊，所以其实 school supplies 就是我们在学校读书会用到的一些文具用品，在英文当中就直接用 school supplies.
Yeah, we can use this word supplies for all of the things that we need. Kitchen supplies, right, would be knives and forks and...things to cook with. Camping supplies would be a tent and a sleeping bag so you can go camping up in the mountains. So we use this word to talk about lots of special equipment, special things we need. Dad says, "Sorry, Grandpa, you'll have to go shrimping alone." Let's go, kids. So at least Dad's doing the right thing. Grandpa, I'm sure, will be happy shrimping by himself, right?
I don't know.
Fishing's one of those things you can do alone, right? It's relaxing. You just kind of sit there and think. And I'm sure Grandpa probably has lots of friends over at the shrimping place.
You know,
maybe he can meet a nice lady. Anyways, so Dad's going to go off shopping with the kids. Grandpa, of course, will be alone. If you're alone, you're by yourself. You're with no other people.
That's right. 所以现在阿公可能只能爷爷或者是阿公只能够自己去啦。在英文当中的独自一人这个副词呢就用 alone, A-L-O-N-E. So Grandpa has to go there, go shrimping alone.
Right. We also might say by himself. Right, if you are by yourself or she is by herself, they are alone, only one person. Just as Dad is closing the door as he's leaving with the kids, Mom shouts, "Don't forget their shopping lists." Yes, of course, when you go shopping and you have many things to buy, it's a really good idea to have a shopping list. Writing down all of the things that you need to buy on a piece of paper is what a shopping list is. And, of course, we do that so we don't forget. I always forget. As soon as I walk in the store, my mind is empty.
Yeah,
walking up five meters away, I need apples, bananas, tomatoes, this. Walk in the door, What do I need again? I forget. That's why it's good to have a shopping list.
Right. 所以在买东西之前呢，最好先把要买的东西写下来。在中文当中，我们常说是购物清单。当然，这个 list 指的是条列下来一样一样的东西。当然，现在我们可能手机都很方便，所以我们的 shopping list 不一定写在纸上，有时候可能写在这个手机上啊，或者是把它打成一个 message 也可以。这些都叫做 shopping list.
That's right. Now we don't know if Dad has the shopping list because, of course, he was leaving when Mom said that.And then she says, did you hear me? And she sighs like, oh no, he forgot the shopping list, which of course is going to make shopping much more difficult. All right, so now we're with Dad and the kids, and we're at the store. The store is crowded, and Dad doesn't know what to get because Dad forgot the shopping list. Good job, Dad. Anyway, so he scratches his head as we do sometimes when we don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Where are your shopping lists? He says to the kids. And what do the kids have to say?
I thought you had them. Anyway, I need a pencil case. The car one looks cool.
Oh, okay. So Jimmy's kind of confused. Like, Dad, that was your job. Why should we have the shopping list? You should have those. Anyways...He says, I need a pencil case and a car one. A car one. So I guess it's kind of shaped like a car. It has lots of racing cars or something on the outside.
可能是那种什么 cartoon 的那个。
Could be cartoon.
Yeah, right.
From that movie. And of course, a pencil case. Well, a case is a container, a box, something like that. It's used to keep things in, to keep them safe and protected. We have cases for all sorts of things. For example, if you're carrying anything that can be broken easily, like a camera, you might have a camera case, right? Something you can put over your shoulder, and if it falls or bangs against something, hits something, your camera won't break. Pencil cases just keep your pencils and pens in one spot.Imagine if they were all kind of rolling around in your bag. It would be hard to find them, and they might be broken or other things. So a pencil case can be very, very useful. Our example sentence talks about another kind of case. Amelia kept her beautiful diamond necklace in a special case, maybe a jewel case.Or something like that, because of course, it's something expensive you want to protect.
对啊，像或者是我们买手表的时候，有时候也会给一个这个 case.
Yeah, when you buy a watch, that's right.
对，放进去。可是那个铅笔盒啊，因为中文讲盒 do you say pencil box?
You can say pencil box,
really?
Too, yeah. A box would mean it's kind of hard on the outside, whereas a pencil case could be one of those soft ones with just like a zipper on top, right? So pencil case works for all styles.
对，所以如果说铅笔盒的话可以用 pencil case 如果它真的是硬壳的话当然你也可以用 pencil box
Right, well Dad thinks that's a good idea and he says get one for your brother too because of course all the kids need a pencil case Jimmy looks surprised Wow, I can get the car one, cool and he grabs another pencil case for his brother he puts them both in the cart that's the thing you push around when you're shopping and then Timmy whispers to his brother JimmyMommy always makes us buy the cheap plain pencil cases, so getting the really cool car ones is awesome, because plain is kind of like normal, boring, not really special. So imagine a pencil case that's just brown. It's not really cool in any way. It's plain. It's very simple and kind of boring. For example, Lindsay likes to wear plain and simple clothing after work. She doesn't like to wear anythingfancy or expensive, just jeans and a t-shirt.
所以在这里的 plain, 它当成是形容词指的就是很朴素一般普通没有什么特别设计的意思。
And now the kids are smart. They realize that Dad doesn't have the shopping list, so they can trick Dad into buying cooler, supplies for school. And I think Mom won't be happy about this. Paige holds up a leather notebook. Ooh, it covers your books. It's leather on the outside. Very expensive. She says, can I get this notebook for English class? She asks sweetly, please, Daddy, who I love so much. And Dad looks at the price tag. He says, sure. Wow, he says as he sees the price. Maybe it's like 1,000 NT. Mm-hmm. School supplies are so expensive now.Yeah, something is expensive, of course, it costs a lot of money. So a car is expensive, buying a house is expensive, or a fancy watch might be expensive. Speaking of houses, our example sentence, many people think it's too expensive to buy a house in Taipei. It is expensive to buy a house.
That's right. So expensive 就是我们常说很贵的、昂贵的形容词哦。
Yeah, all right. So we're going to find out more about this shopping trip. I think at the end, the kids are going to be happy. Dad might not be when he gets home. But that's it for the first part of our dialogue. So join us again very soon.
Step by step.
School supplies are so expensive now. School supplies are so expensive now.
You're right. The prices keep rising recently.
School supplies are so expensive now.
Really? You can find cheaper ones somewhere else.
School supplies are so expensive now.
You're right.The prices keep rising recently.
School supplies are so expensive now.
Really? You can find cheaper ones somewhere else.
I use lotion to keep my skin moist and smooth.
I use lotion to keep my skin moist and smooth.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。大家平常是不是都有保养皮肤的习惯呢？冬天到了，皮肤变得更容易干燥了。这个时候你就可以试试用乳液来保养你的皮肤。你可以说 I use lotion to keep my skin moist and smooth.我用乳液来让我的皮肤保持湿润以及光滑。英文中 lotion 就是乳液的意思，例如身体乳液的英文就是 body lotion。 乳液的功能是什么呢？就是让你的皮肤 moist 湿润， smooth 光滑。 moist 这个形容词表示湿润的，代表这款乳液相当的保湿。各位同学如果有戴隐形眼镜的习惯的话，就可能会看到包装盒上印着 moist 或者 extra moist， 表示这款隐形眼镜相当的保湿，不会让你的眼睛干干的。至于 smooth 则是表示光滑的、滑顺的。 Susan has a smooth skin 就表示 Susan 的皮肤相当的光滑。所以咯，多擦乳液可以让你的皮肤湿润又光滑。希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句。 I use lotion to keep my skin moist and smooth. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
I use lotion to keep my skin moist and smooth.
I use lotion to keep my skin moist and smooth.
Meet the Wongs. Back to school shopping.
Grandpa and I are going shrimping. We'll be back for dinner.
You promised to take the kids shopping for school supplies.
Sorry, Grandpa. You'll have to go shrimping alone. Let's go, kids.
Don't forget their shopping lists. Did you hear me?
Where are your shopping lists?
I thought you had them. Anyway, I need a pencil case.This card one is cool.
Get one for your brother, too.
Jimmy, Mom always makes us get the cheap, plain pencil cases.
Can I get this notebook for English class?
Sure. Wow, school supplies are so expensive now.
Shrimp. Shrimp.We tried to go shrimping for fun at the river.
We try to go shrimping for fun at the river. Case. Case. Amelia kept her beautiful diamond necklace in a special case. Amelia kept her beautiful diamond necklace in a special case. Plane. Plane. Lindsay likes to wear plain and simple clothing after work. Lindsay likes to wear plain and simple clothing after work. Expensive. Expensive. Many people think it's too expensive to buy a house in Taipei. Many people think it's too expensive to buy a house in Taipei.